Good morning.
早上好。
It's good to be here.
非常高兴到这里。
And I find it a great pleasure to represent God.
我想能够代表神来传讲他的话，非常的荣幸。
Among God's people.
特别是在神的子民当中。
I want to thank the leadership and everyone here at church for this wonderful invitation.
谢谢我们教会的领袖来邀请我，也谢谢大家。
And I just want to begin by praying.
我想我们先开始做一个祷告。
Lord Jesus,
我们在天上的主。
You are the King of Kings.
你是万王之王。
You're the Lord of Lords.
你是万主之主。
All power is yours.
所有的权柄都在你那里。
All authority is yours.
所有的能力权柄都在你那里。
Who loves us like you do?
谁能像我们的神这样爱我们呢
？Who offers grace like you do？
谁能像我们的神给我们这样的恩典呢
？No one in all the earth。
在世上没有任何人。
Thank you, Jesus。
我们感谢你，耶稣。
That we could be called your children。
我们能够被你称为你的孩子。
We can come to you。
我们可以到你面前来。
Freely。
自由的。
And receive grace and mercy。
能够得着你的恩惠和恩典。
As we look at your word today,
今天我们要看你的话。
Speak, Lord Jesus.
对我们说话。
Show your mercy, Lord Jesus.
向我们发出你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I was born in South Africa.
我是出生在南非。
In a place called Soweto.
这个地名叫 Soweto, 我也不知道在哪。
When I grew up, the country was racially divided.
当我成长的时候，我们那个国家这个种族上是非常有很大的分裂的。
Someone like me who looks like me,
像长得像我这样的人呢
would not be allowed to even have fellowship with other nationalities.
我甚至不允许和其他的这个种族的人来交往。
But the country did find freedom.
但是最终这个国家呢，找到了这个自由。
Upon finding the freedom,
在找到这个自由之前
，people like me,
像我这样的人呢
，heard the gospel of Jesus,
听到了耶稣基督的福音。
And now.We felt the gospel of Jesus is needed all around the world.
我们认为耶稣基督的福音，世界都需要耶稣基督的福音。
So today, I want to talk about the great invitation.
今天，我要特别谈到，这个非常一个美好的邀请。
My country was invited to the gospel.
我的国家呢，他们邀请这个福音进来。
To understand God's word.
来明白神的话
，live out God's word，
甚至活出神的话来
，and spread out God's word，
然后把神的话分享出去。
The kingdom of God is about God's rule，
神的国是关于神的这个主权
，God's dominion，
神的统治。
The kingdom is about God's idea of redeeming His people back to Himself，
神的国就是神要把他属他的民赎出来。
We all have sinned.
我们都犯了罪。
We all have fallen short of God's glory.
我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
But God,
但是神
took His Son,
让他自己的儿子。
What a beautiful message!
多么美好的信息。
His only Son,
他唯一的爱子。
Died for all eternity.
为我们死了。
That we should have.Life with him forever.
因此我们就因着他我们就有了永生。
So the kingdom of God is about confronting evil.
神的国是要来和这个邪恶来征战。
Restoring God's reign.
恢复神在全地的主权。
And making disciples.
使人做他的门徒。
Disciples who will obey his message.
要遵行他的教导的门徒。
But how do we then become these disciples?
那我们怎么才能成为他的门徒？
There are three things that I want to talk about.
三方面。
One,
第一，
the great invitation.
这是一个美好的邀请。
Two,
第二，
the great encounter.
是一个美好的相遇。
Three,
第三，
the great involvement.
要非常热切的参与。
The great invitation.
这个美好的邀请。
I mentioned earlier on that I came from South Africa.
之前我跟大家谈到我是来自南非。
By a show of hands, who has ever heard about a gentleman called Nelson Mandela?
如果听到 Nelson Mandela, 就是曼德拉总统的，请大家举手。
I'm glad you do.
很高兴你们都听说过这个人的名字。
Nelson Mandela grew up in the same area as I grew up in. In fact, a stone throw away from my house.
我和曼德拉总统那个成长的那个村庄是非常近的，就扔个石头的距离这么近。
When I was 11 years old,
当我十一岁的时候，
Nelson Mandela gave an invitation to all the children to come to his house.
曼德拉他就邀请所有的孩子们都到他的家里去。
The Nobel Peace Prize winner.
然后他就得到了这个诺贝尔的和平奖。
The president of the nation.
成为了这个国家的总统。
The person who was in prison for 27 years,
他在监狱狱中有27年。
And now was free.
现在他自由了。
And we were there in his house.
我们在他的家里面。
What an invitation!
这是多么一个美好的邀请。
I remember him shaking my hand.
和我握手。
And he said to me,
他对我说，
You are going to be a great person one day.
他说你将来会成为一个很伟大的人物。
And I remember those words as if it was yesterday.
我还记得这个话就像昨天一样。
An invitation.
是一个邀请。
What do you do?
你会怎么做呢？
If you were to be invited by the president of the country.
如果你被这个国家的总统邀请。
What do you dress like?
你会穿成什么样的衣服？
You know, how do you enter into his house?
你怎么进入他的家呢？
Brothers and sisters,
我们的弟兄姐妹们，
here comes the Savior of the world.
我们现在面的来到的是这个世界的救主，
Jesus.
耶稣。
And he says, I am inviting you into my house.
他对我们说，我现在邀请你进入我的家。
All of you.
我们所有的人。
You who are heavy burden.
你凡是担劳苦重担的人。
Come to me.
到我面前来，
and I'll give you rest.
我会给你安息。
I'll take away your stress.
我会把你的压力
your anxiety,
你的这个焦虑，
your lack of belonging,
你所缺乏的，
and I will make you mine.
我会把我的给你，
and I will give you identity.
我会给你一个你的这个你的身份，
and life.Abundantly.
丰盛的生命。
That's what we read in Matthew 11.
这就是我们刚才在马太福音十一章读到的。
And this invitation is open.
这个邀请是面向所有的。
To the 8 billion people living on planet Earth.
对于现在是八十亿的人。
And this invitation.
这个邀请。
Is open.
是开放的。
To the 3 billion people on earth who have never heard about Jesus even once.
是邀请那三十亿在住在地上的从来没有听过福音的人。
Once.
一次。
One man once asked.
一个人他邀请你一次。
Why should people hear the gospel twice when others have never heard it even once?
为什么人有的人已经听过福音两次了，但是其他的人却一次都没听到呢？
An invitation.
邀请你。
The greatest invitation.
这是最伟大最美好的邀请。
Have you been invited to Jesus' home?
你有没有被耶稣邀请进入他的家？
To Jesus' family?
耶稣的家。
You are always invited.
你永远都是受邀的人。
You can be forgiven.
你可以被赦免。
The voice of sin is loud.
这个罪的呼声是很大的。
But the voice of forgiveness should be louder.
但是饶恕的声音更强大。
That's what D.L. Moody said.
这就是穆迪说的。
Recently, a brother, a church leader from the Arabian Peninsula, was telling us a story.
最近呢，从这个阿拉伯半岛来的一位弟兄，给我们讲了一个故事。
He said, another church leader, his friend.
他说另外一个教会的领袖，他也是他的朋友。
In this area, in the Arabian Peninsula.
在这个阿拉伯半岛地区的。
Was arrested.
被抓了。
A church leader.
一个教会的领袖。
He was found with a group of believers, and in that country, he's not allowed to read the word of God.
他被抓是因为他和一些信徒一起在学习神的话，在那个国家是不允许的。
When he gets to prison,
当他抓进监狱以后呢
，he's sitting there with a group of all the criminals.
他就和一群的罪犯坐在一起。
And there's one criminal there who is telling a story.
其中有一个罪犯就讲故事。
Of how he had committed this atrocity, how it killed people.
他就在讲他是怎么样那个把就杀人的。
The church leader goes,
这个教会的领袖就对他说，
Among the people you killed,
在那些被杀的人当中，
is my son.
是我的儿子。
We are in the same prison.
我们在同一个监狱里。
But I'm free.
但是我自由了。
And you are not.
但你并没有。
Today, I want to give you an invitation.
今天我要给你一个邀请。
To freedom.
就是自由。
I want to show you that I forgive you.
我要告诉你，我饶恕了你。
Because I'm also forgiven.
因为我也被饶恕了。
I'm giving you this invitation.
我给你这个邀请。
So the gospel of Jesus is about this invitation that people should come to the knowledge of his salvation.
这个福音，这个邀请就是关于福音，邀请人来接受救恩。
Then we go to the great encounter.
然后我们进入这个美好的相遇。
See, once we have accepted the invitation,
一旦我们接受了 邀请
We go on to have an encounter with Jesus.
我们就会与耶稣有相遇。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的大能。
We read early on in Philippians 3.
之前我们读了腓立比书的第三章。
That after Paul has this encounter with Jesus.
在保罗和耶稣相遇之后。
He realizes that He doesn't need anything but Jesus.
他意识到他只需要耶稣，不需要别的。
He says that he's willing to give up everything after having this encounter with Jesus.
和耶稣相遇之后，他愿意把所有的都给耶稣。
What are you willing to give up?
你愿意把什么献上呢？把什么放弃应该说。
Paul says, I count everything as rubbish for the sake of the gospel.
保罗说我把万事都当作有损的。
What kind of people say that?
是什么样的人能够说出这样的话？
What kind of people go around saying, I will give it all for Jesus?
是什么样的人这个到处去传扬我为着耶稣的缘故把万事都当作有损的。
People who have had an encounter with Jesus.
是那些与耶稣有相遇的人。
Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? Said Paul. And the teachers.
自从你信耶稣之后，你有没有这个与这个耶稣的灵相遇呢？
That's what the teachers would teach in the Bible.
这就是这个圣经的告诉我们的，教导我们的。
Being fervent in Scripture. Being strong in the word of God.
你要在神的话语上你有坚定的信心。
The encounter with the maker.
与造物主相遇。
We heard a story.
我们听到一个故事。
That millions and millions of people are coming to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
成千上万的人来归向耶稣。
Through radio.
通过这个广播。
Through internet.
这个网络。
Through dreams and visions.
还有在梦中的意象。
Muslims are coming to the salvation of Jesus.
穆斯林他们都归向了耶稣。
We as Operation Mobilization, OM,
我们作为这个福音这个动员差会。
We work in more than 110 countries.
我们和世界上110多个国家在那里工作。
With 5,000 missionaries.
有5000多的宣教士。
Our goal is to see the gospel of Jesus Christ reach areas where it's not been there already.
我们的目标就是要看到在福音没有未得之地能够听到福音。
But we also realize that we need to work with God.
同时我们也知道我们要和神来同工。
Wherever you are today,
无论今天你在哪儿。
In your job,
你的工作
in your marriage,
你的婚姻
at school,
你在的学校
in your community,
你的社区
the question I have for you,
我对你们提出的问题是
are you partnering with God?
你是不是和神来同工
or are you doing it by yourself?
还是你就按你自己的意思行
all for yourself,
为你而行
because Paul says,
因为保罗说
after having that encounter,
自从我和耶稣相遇
Whatever he had gained
我先前以为与我所有益的
Education
我的教育
Job
我的工作
Nationality
我的国籍
Religious status
我的这个信仰的这个宗教信仰
Whatever
无论是什么
He would give it up for Jesus
我都把它放弃，因着耶稣的缘故。
Now you and me, and you and me,
你和我
，Can we do that?
我们可不可以这样做
？Can we really say that?
我们是不是真的可以这么说
？In our Western country here,
在我们这个西方世界。
But God is challenging us.
但是神在挑战我们。
A couple,
有一对夫妇
were driving in a car,
他们开着车
missionaries,
他们是宣教士
in a Muslim world,
在这个穆斯林的国家
they were having a conversation,
他们就在谈话
the wife says to the husband,
妻子就对丈夫说
honey,
亲爱的
after passing this store, after passing this shop, she says, honey, I feel like the Lord is saying,You should go and share the gospel to that man.
当他们经过一个商店的时候，这个妻子就对丈夫说：“亲爱的，我觉得神对我说，你要和那个这个店里的这个人主人分享福音。”
And this man, by the way, is a Muslim man.
这个
is a Muslim. Is a Muslim man.
Is a store manager.
He, no, he's just standing in front of the shop.
哦。这个在这个店前站的这个人，他是一个穆斯林。
He's dressed in his Muslim attire.
穿着也都是穆斯林的这个传统的服饰。
And he's holding a gun.
他拿着一把枪。
So the car keeps driving.
然后他们就接着往前开。
And the wife says, "Honey, I really sense the Holy Spirit saying you should go share the gospel with that man."
这个妻子就对丈夫说：“亲爱的，我确实是觉得神对我说，要让你去和那个站着的那个穆斯林人来分享福音。”
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗
？So this guy's the husband is not sure how to take this conversation.
所以做丈夫的他也不知道该怎么样这个对话该怎么。
As they keep driving,
他们就接着往前开。
The wife gets annoyed.
然后这太太就有点这个生气着急了。
You have to go share the gospel with that man.
他说你必须去和那个人分享福音。
And the husband says, "Fine."
结果最终这个
turns the car back.
丈夫就说好吧，然后就把这个就车又开回来。
And gets to the in front of that shop.
然后就到了这个店儿
opens the door,
商店的面前，打开门。
opens the door and slams it.
哦，打开车门，
says to his wife,
然后对他妻子说
，If I die, it's gonna be your fault.
如果我今天死了，那可是你的罪过。
And he walks straight. He walks straight to that man.
然后他就径直朝那个站着的男人走过去。
Says, my wife told me.
他对那个人说，我的妻子告诉我。
That I should come and tell you about Jesus.
我应该告诉你耶稣。
And the guy says.
这个人就回答说。
I've been waiting here.
我一直在等。
For the last 3 days.
过去的三天，我一直在等。
I had a dream of Jesus.
我的梦中，我梦到了耶稣。
And I was told to come and wait here.
耶稣告诉我。要到这个商店的门口来等。
A man will come and tell me about Jesus.
有一个人会来告诉我关于耶稣。
And it said that the man believed in Jesus.
然后这个人他就立时信了耶稣。
An encounter with Jesus.
与耶稣相遇了。
The great encounter.
是一个非常美好的奇妙的相遇。
That man.
那个人
Because he's in the Muslim world.
因为他是在一个穆斯林国家
Because he had a great encounter with Jesus.
因为他和耶稣有一个奇妙的相遇
He will have to lose it all.
他不得不放弃所有的
Family will renounce him.
他的家人也背弃他
They'll tell him you don't belong to us anymore.
他们告诉他你不再属于这个家
Just as the Apostle Paul is suggesting.
就像保罗所说的
All for Jesus.
为了耶稣，万事都是有损的。
So we've talked about the great invitation.
所以我们刚刚谈过这个奇妙的相遇。
The great encounter.
奇妙的邀请，奇妙的相遇。
Now what happens now that you've encountered Jesus?
与耶稣相遇之后，要发生什么呢？
Not only does Jesus invite us, but he wants us to encounter him.
耶稣不仅要邀请我们，同时也要与他相遇。
He calls us to salvation and service.
他招我们不仅仅是为了救恩，更为了来服侍他。
Serving God is the great involvement.
与服侍神是一个非常美好的这样的一个服侍。
The Great Commission
是一个非常美好的这个尾声。
So we read in Matthew 28, "Go and make disciples."
在马太福音二十八章，我们刚刚读过，你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
Baptizing them.
为他们受洗。
And teaching them,
教导他们
everything that I've commanded you,
凡我所吩咐你们的
and here comes the promise.
然后他就应许说
and surely I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在
You see, with the great involvement,
我们可以看到这个非常委身的服事
we are not alone.
我们不是孤独的。
Some believers have a great invitation and they accept it.
有些信徒他们接受了这个非常美好的邀请。
And a great encounter and they accept it.
也与耶稣有奇妙的相遇。
But the great involvement, they don't do it.
但是这个委身的服事就哈，他们就不做了。
Being involved in God's work.Is God's idea.
参与神的事工，这是神的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, I urge you.
弟兄姐妹们，我迫切的求你们。
Don't just be a spectator at church.
不要在教会只是做一个观察家。
Be involved.
要参与。
The gospel is needed all around the world.
世界的各地都需要神的福音。
Here,
在这里
there,
那里
and everywhere.
所有的地方。
The question that you have to ask yourself，
你要问你自己一个问题。
Are you involved in the Great Commission？
你是不是委身到这个大使命当中？
Are you serving and edifying the body of Christ？
你是不是在参与教会的服事，在建造教会？
There's a need，
有很大的需求。
For believers，
对于信徒。
To know and accept and do His will，
去明白神的旨意，接受顺服他的旨意，甚至行出他的旨意来。
This summer I went to Africa，
今年夏天我去了非洲。
To South Africa and another country called Zambia，
去了赞比亚和南非。
And when I was in Zambia I met believers，
在赞比亚我遇到一些信徒。
Oh， they are on fire for God，
他们真是为神是非常火热的。
Woo， they love Jesus，
他们实在是爱耶稣。
They have very little， they don't have much，
他们所有的仅有一点点。
No resources，
没有任何的这个
churches made of tins，
资源，没有任何资源。教会就是 made of
tin aluminum，
这个教会就是一个大铁罐。
It's just when you go there you feel， oh my goodness， what kind of church is this？
当你进去的时候你会觉得，哎，这是，天哪，这是什么样的教会？
Because of poverty，
因为很贫穷。
But they worship Jesus，
但是他们却敬拜耶稣。
They will teach you and me，
他们会对你和我都是一个很大的教导。
What it means to die to self， What it means to die to self，
让我们明白什么叫做为让自己死。
They don't have resources，
他们没有任何资源。
But you know what they said to me，
但是他们对我说，
Which I find it quite ironic because I'm speaking at a Chinese church today，
这些话我觉得是非常有这个很有影响力的代表性的，因为我今天要对一个华语教会讲道。
They said to me， go back to Canada，
他们对我说，你回到加拿大去，
and tell the Canadians，
告诉加拿大人，
we need 3,000 Chinese Bibles，
我们需要3000本的中文圣经。
It was before I even accepted this invitation to come here，
在我接受这个教会的邀请之前，他们对我说的。
You know why？
你们知道为什么吗？
Because there's more than 100,000 Chinese within that area，
因为大概有这个100,000人华人在那个地方。
And they are finding out about Jesus in Africa，
这些华人却在非洲找到了耶稣。
Now these Africans say we don't have Bibles， Chinese Bibles，
他们这些非洲人说，我们没有中文的圣经啊。
What do we do？
我们怎么办呢？
And they ask me，
他们就问我。
Tell your friends in Canada to help us，
告诉你在加拿大的朋友们，让他们来帮助我们。
Just 3,000 Bibles， that's all，
我们只需要3000本的圣经， that's it。
I said I will take your cry and your request back to Canada，
我会把你们这个呼求的声音带回到加拿大去。
Just for the great involvement，
就是为了这个委身的这个服事。
Being involved in God's work，
要参与到神的工作当中。
And they want to reach their neighbors，
他们想这个接触到他们的邻舍。
How are you and me reaching our neighbors？
你和我怎么样来接触到你的邻舍呢？
Do we even reach our neighbor with the gospel？
我们是不是甚至想去这个接触到我们的邻舍？
This is what we're about，
这就是我们所要说的。
The kingdom of God，
神的国。
The kingdom of God is that we would advance it，
神的国是要让我们去拓展它。
As I draw to an end，
在我最后结束的时候，
I hope you heard that request，
我想大家已经听到了刚才我的这个需要。
Where I grew up in Soweto，
当我这个成长的时候
，in Nelson Mandela Street，
在Nelson Mandela的那条街上
，it's a tourist attraction street now。
现在是一个旅游的区了。
People from all walks of life go there。
世界各地的人都到那条街上去参观。
Because there are two Nobel Prize winners that lived on that street。
因为曾经有两个诺贝尔诺贝尔奖的这个得主都在住在这条街上。
Which is unique。
这是很特殊的。
The other person who lived there is a gentleman called Archbishop Desmond Tutu。
另外一个得诺贝尔奖住在那条街的是这个 Bishop 那个什么突突、
yeah.
啊、大主教
so, However
但是
In this very busy street
在这条非常繁忙的街呢
People from all walks of life walking there People from all walks of life tourists walking in that street
世界各地旅游者都要经过那条街
There's an old man sitting on the side of the street
有一个老人家就坐在这个街边儿
，and he makes wooden crafts。
他是做这个木头的手工艺品。
Giraffes, lions, and so on to sell。
啊，是卖这些手工艺品，做什么狮子啊，做什么的
？So he makes it in front of you, and then he sells it to you。
他就在你面前会做这个手工品，然后就卖给你。
He's very skilled。
他这个非常精巧的手艺。
A young man goes to this old man.
有一个年轻人就到他的面前
And he sees a lion, a small lion.
他看到他做了一个小的狮子
And he asks,
他就问
How is it that you make it to look like a lion?
他说你怎么把它做得这么像一个狮子呢
It looks like a lion, like a real lion.
实在是像一只真的狮子
He said, How is it?
你怎么做的呢
And the old man answers.
然后这老人家就说
It's simple.
很简单。
I just take away anything that is not a lion.
我就是把所有的不属于狮子的，我把它削下去。
It's very simple.
是很简单的。
Even with your life.
对于你的生命。
God is taking away anything in you that does not look like him.
神要把你生命当中属于你的，但是并不是神所要的，把它拿下去。
So you can look like him.
才能让你更像耶稣。
He's carving.
他在雕刻你。
So you can be like him.
让你更像他。
And be involved in his work.
让你参与到他的事工当中。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
，Thank you for inviting us into your kingdom.
谢谢你邀请我们进入你的国。
Because of the death and the resurrection of your Son.
因为你的爱子的死和他的复活。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣啊
，May you help us.
求你帮助我们
to continually encounter you,
让我们不断地与你相遇
in our everyday walk,
在我们每天与你同行当中
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
I pray,
我祷告
that we would be involved in the work that you call us to be involved in,
让我们参与到你呼召我们参与到的事工当中
in whatever we do,
无论我们做什么
May we glorify you.
让我们都荣耀你的名
I bless this church, Lord.
我祝福这个教会
And how they support missionaries around the world.
他们支持世界各地的宣教士
Even through Operation Mobilization.
甚至也通过这个动员差会
Keep them under the shadow of your wings.
让他们把他们让他们常藏在你翅膀的荫下。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。
阿门。